Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
My name is the Reverend Dr. Danielle Brown, and I'm the senior pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey, and I want to welcome you to the Shiloh Experience. We are absolutely elated that you have chosen to worship with us today. Whether you're worshiping here in the sanctuary or as part of our virtual congregation, even you may be watching this on replay, we're just glad that you are here. Listen, if you're with us in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on social media. Let all of your friends know that you are here at the place of peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, take a moment to share this broadcast. Let all of your network know that something is happening at Shiloh that is going to change their lives forever. Take a moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast, and then tag your friends in the comments. We want the whole world to know that Shiloh Baptist Church is a place where Jesus is Lord and where people are loved. We're so glad that you're here. Let's prepare ourselves for an incredible worship experience today.
God, for he is a great God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. He is worthy. I love the Lord. Anybody love the Lord? I'm so excited to be in the house of the Lord. Every time that I can enter to his houses with thanksgiving and praise on my lips. Hallelujah. For he is my strength like no other. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me.
Just Thank you, Jesus. The blood that gives us strength from day to day will never lose its power. Can you just tap yourself and say, never? Don't forget that it will never lose its power. Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together and you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. This Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent. While it is the fourth Sunday in November, it is the first Sunday in the season of Advent. And Advent is the season of hope and expectation. It's the 4 weeks or weeks leading up to the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so each week you will see that our sister Suzanne Brown and her team have led in the beautification and preparing the sanctuary for the Advent season. Doesn't it look beautiful? Aren't you glad? And one of the things that I've asked for was an Advent wreath. And so each week in Advent, we will have a different family come to light the Advent candles. And so we invite the Bowers family to come at this time. And as they're coming, I want you to know that the first candle symbolizes hope. And it's called the prophet's candle. The prophets of the Old Testament, especially Isaiah, waited in hope for the Messiah's arrival. The purple color is symbolic of royalty, repentance, and fasting. And so, Shiloh family, as the candle is being lit, I want you to take this moment as Brother Wendell is playing, just to reflect and think upon the things that you are expecting in this season of hope and great expectations. Amen.
Everybody, I ask that you stand all over the sanctuary as we lift our morning hymn. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Anybody grateful for all that God has done in your life this morning? Hallelujah. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings. Come on, church. Win upon life's billows.
When upon life's billows you are tempest,
when you are discouraged,
thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by,
and it will surprise you.
Surprise you what the Lord.
Oh, count
your blessings, name them one. Your blessings, see what God has.
Count your blessings,
count your blessings, name them one by one.
Oh,
your many blessings.
Second stanza, are you ever burdened?
Are you ever burdened with the load?
Does the cross seem heavy?
Heavy you are called.
When you look at others,
when you look at others,
and friends. Here's what's happening at Shiloh this week.
Hey everybody out there, Shiloh friends and family. My name is Minister Brian J. Johnson. I'm the youth and young adult minister here at the prolific Shiloh Baptist Church in Plainsville. And I want to just share with you something about how God has blew my mind. Literally, there are tons of things I can speak to, but one specific thing that really stands out that touches my heart and blesses me of how God has raised me up to be a godly father, a husband, and a servant unto the Lord. See, when I was younger, I was raised only by my mom. I didn't know who my biological dad was, and I didn't have a relationship with him. But God grew me, and through some challenges and some obstacles, and of course some people praying for me, life began to transition for the better. And because it transitioned for the better, I am now preaching the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm now the proud father of four beautiful, gifted children, and I am the esteemed husband of Minister Takesha Johnson. And so, I just want to encourage anybody watching that you don't necessarily have to end up how it started. Just like Joseph, his brothers threw him in a pit, then they sold him off into slavery. But Joseph ended up becoming the prime minister of Egypt, all because of God's grace. So be prayerful, remain faithful, and know that in God, anything is possible. Peace.
Attention Shiloh, come meet Pastor Danielle L. Brown after service beginning Sunday, December 5th for our Shiloh men and Sunday, December 12th for our Shiloh women. We hope to see you there. Join us for our Christmas tree decorating on Saturday, December 4th from 11 to 1 p.m. Please remember to bring your gold, clear, and white ornaments. Shiloh, join us for our holiday gingerbread house contest. Our theme is A House of Hope. Create your gingerbread house and bring it to Shiloh on Sunday, December 12th. Shiloh worshipers will vote by leaving coins in the box next to your gingerbread house. The winner will receive a cool prize, and all proceeds will go to the A. Ross Brent Scholarship Fund. We can't wait to see your creations. Help Shiloh donate toys and games to children in the Plainfield community with our Happy Birthday Jesus gift campaign. Please bring all items by Monday, December 13th. Join us for a special opportunity to be a blessing to the students at UC Teams Charter School. To sponsor a child, stop by the table in the lobby or call the church office. Join Shiloh for 10 days of prayer. Meet Pastor Brown in the sanctuary at 6:30 a.m. on December 6th through the 10th and December 13th through the 17th. You will be blessed. Join Shiloh for our Christmas Eve candlelight service on December 24th at 5 p.m. Come ready to sing, dance, and worship. Hope to see you there. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to give to Shiloh. You may text the word GIVE to 908-293-7376. Give using Zelle, online, by mail, or using Givealify, PayPal, or Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield. For more information, please visit our church website.
You can do better than that. Say amen. Amen. Say amen again. Put your hands together. Praise God for this Sunday. It is the Sunday of first Sunday of Advent. He's coming, is what they said over 2,000 years ago. But we are resting assured that he is here. Say amen if you can. We're going to just pause for a few minutes for just a few announcements and to get back. If you are visiting with us for the very first time, first thing I want you to do, please stand on your feet. If you're here and you're visiting, you've never been here before. And if you're coming back for a second or a third time, come on, Shiloh. Praise God for all those who are visiting with us. Amen. Our ushers have a card for you. Hallelujah. They are coming. Please take that card, and as you complete it, you may leave it with the ushers when you are leaving. We want to welcome you to the Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. I guarantee you, If you came today and you have seen what we do in worship, you'll want to come back. For those of you who are viewing with us on our live stream, we invite you, get up off your couch some Sunday and come down and see where we are and engage with us in worship. Say amen if you can. As our visitors are receiving their cards, we're saying thank you again for coming and visiting with us. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Couple of things we need to do this morning, and among them, on Saturday, we had the opportunity, grand opportunity, to actually participate in our very first discipleship class. We have now taken discipleship and put it into one class, and that one class is for all members who are joining our church. It is a one after one morning and into the afternoon, where you will get to do all of the things that we need you to do, where you will learn what you need to learn. It's being led by Deaconess Charlotte Banks. Put your hands together and praise God for her and the work that she has done. Pastor Brown has said having folk come back Sunday after Sunday, four or five Sundays, isn't quite efficient. And we've been very thoughtful about being excellent and efficient. Say amen for those of you who are on the team. You know what I'm talking about. So we are so glad that today we have with us one of our new members. Our new member was ushered in on yesterday along with other members who will come on the first Sunday to receive the right hand of fellowship. You know, work hours aren't ours to decide. The places where we work kind of determine where we have to be on a particular day. And our sister, Lucinda, could not make it next week. So I am so glad that we are part of a church that's flexible, that we can adjust. And so I'm going to ask if Lucinda Boxley will please come and stand right here in front of us. Come on, Deacon Davis, would you please come and usher down our new member? Amen, 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 amen. This is our custom. Turn and face this way first, Lucinda. Turn around this way, Lucinda. Amen. Stay right there. Stay right there. One of the things we like to do is to say to you, Lucinda, welcome. You heard it on yesterday from all of the members of the cabinet, for all of the deacons and all of the members of this church council. But we want to say to you, we are so glad that you are here. We are so glad that you have decided to complete all that you needed to do to become a member of the church, and that you thought it not robbery to be here today. So we say thank you. I send greetings from the Sheldon, the Finney family. They could not be here today, but I do want to say to you that you are now a member of this church with all rights, privileges, and obligations. We do want you to get engaged and get involved. Turn around and face the congregation. Come on, congregation. Let her know how much we love her, and we are glad to have her with us. At this time, while you are still standing, Pastor Brown will come, Deacon Davis and myself, and we will extend the right hand of fellowship to our new member. Again, a couple of punches for the announcements that you have already seen, just to let you know what we are doing and how we'd like to move forward. We don't want you to forget the Christmas tree lighting. Bring your ornaments on Saturday, December 4th, that's next Saturday, to decorate from 11 until 1. Now, if I'm not mistaken, someone said they have to be clear, white, that was it, right? Go, oh, can be gold. Suzanne said, gold too? clear, white, or gold. Bring your family ornament and bring it on next Saturday, and we're going to decorate our Christmas tree that will be in the vestibule. Also, we're having a gingerbread house contest. I hope you bake a lot better than I do, and that your gingerbread house will be edible when it's all done. However, we're asking you to put together your gingerbread house. We're going to have a contest. There will be winners. I contend that you cannot be a winner if you're not in it. So please, come on, put your gingerbread together, and we are going to be here to judge that on December the 12th. Make sure that you bring your gingerbread house. It's a fun activity. Shiloh's Institute of Biblical Learning is in session. We started November 14th, but I want to encourage all of you, even those of you who are watching live stream, if you have not signed up for a class, it is not too late. Come on, get engaged, get involved. You do not have to be a member. We are inviting members from other congregations who call and say they want to be engaged. So please sign up for a class. They do meet on Zoom, and you will get the information after you sign up. Go to our website, shilohplainfield.org, and you will find the registration there. Also, our prayer call Tuesday, noonday. Everyone can't make it early in the morning, but noonday, every Tuesday, we are in prayer. We are praying not only for those who are sick and shut in and those who have lost loved ones, but we are making this our prayer for the remainder of this year for our senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown. So come, join us as we pray each Tuesday at noon. We promise not to keep you long. Take your lunch, 15 minutes, and you can go back to work. Amen? Amen. There are so many ways to contribute to Shiloh, and those ways, of course, have been listed on our webpage, on the website, and in our announcements. But at the same time, I do want to say to those of you who are watching us today that as you give, do not forget our pastor. Say amen. I'm going to try that again. That as you give, do not forget our pastor. Say amen. Amen. I'm going to try it one more time for the Holy Ghost. Our pastor receives a love offering. That says to her how much we love her. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to always have a Sunday every single Sunday. But whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Blessing the woman of God is a blessing that comes with so many blessings that you can't possibly put your finger on. Our pastor will be today doing one of the things that only pastors will do, and that is to dedicate young children unto the Lord. That's why we bless her. There are those who will depart from this side and move to the other side, and our pastor will stand here in this pulpit and eulogize those. So we want to be able to say to her in advance how much we love you, how much we care about you. So please contribute to the Shiloh love offering. That's in the pews. If it's on your envelope, it will be the pastor's love offering in the coming year. So I do want you to be mindful of that as we move forward. Amen. Say amen again. We're going to pray, and as we pray, we're going to ask God's blessings on those who are sick and shut in, and those who are even with us but still going through. We want to keep in prayer the cousin, aunt of Isifa Rush, Ellen Davis. Sister Rush lives in Alabama, but she's a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church. Somebody in finance ought to say amen. Hallelujah. We are so glad, and we're praying for Dolores Underwood, who is the mother of deaconess in training, and deacon in training, Gerard and Tawana Wilson, Esther Stokes. We're praying for her mightily, for Deacon Jimmy Howard and Suzanne Douglas, for Joseph Harris, the son of Christine Harris, Gloria Allen, Oliver Brown, and Jeanette Barksdale and family. We're praying for one of our very own. We're praying mightily for our brother who sits with us today, the Reverend Douglas Bell. So as we continue to pray and hold them up, I'm going to pray and ask God's blessings. At the same time as I pray for those who are sick and shut in, I'm going to ask that you lift your offering, that you put it up close to your heart. Because, see, giving should be from the heart, not from the head. Please don't check your checkbook. I guarantee you, I have a story to tell, but I don't have time to tell it today. One day, maybe you'll see it on one of the special announcements. When you give to the Lord, He has a way of giving back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I am a living witness. We are tithing church. At the same time, we believe that God's blessings are true and real. Bow with me if you will. Father God, we thank you again for another opportunity to stand before you. This is the season where the angels sang, where the shepherds waited, where Mary and Joseph went to an inn and there was no room there, where all over the world the wise men from the east came just because there was a star that brought them there. It is the season of your coming. So we thank you, Lord God, for this season. But at the same time, we thank you that as he came and he didn't come in raiments of gold, but he came as a lowly child in a manger. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you and we lift you. Now, as we lift our offerings unto you, we ask that you bless them. That as those who are on their sick beds are crying out for help, that you will bless them. That you, Lord God, will bless and put comforting arms around those who have been sick and those who have lost loved ones. Father God, this is our prayer, and we pray this prayer with thanksgiving. But we also pray this prayer knowing in advance that all that we have asked for, you have given. In the name of Jesus, let God's people say amen. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. It is offering time. Come on. Put your hands together. Praise God for the offering that you are about to bring and we are about to bring to our Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, yeah. Come on. Lord, you're worthy.
And we give him the praise. Will the families of Elijah Carter, Hendrix Rolette, Myla Ray Swain, Megan Elizabeth Williams, Michaela Elizabeth Williams, and Jaquela Marie Johnson please come to the altar at this time? One of the greatest joys in the life of a church is the dedication of babies. You know, as long as the Lord is sending babies, it means that the Lord is not finished with us yet. Amen? Amen. So put your hands together for these children. And now I'm going to ask if first, I want you to know scripture says that children are a heritage from the Lord and that the fruit of the womb is a reward. That scripture goes on, Minister Brian, to say that children are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. I love that because it suggests to us that our children will go further than we could ever reach. But all of that is contingent upon the way that we raise them. Scripture also tells us to train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they won't depart from it. That includes raising your child in a community of faith. That means raising your children in ways that not only create structure, give them standards for how they should be in this world and what they should accept and accept for themselves and the ways that they should treat others. But it means rooting them in a community of faith. Families, I'm so glad that you're affording Shiloh and me the opportunity to dedicate your babies back to the Lord today. But I also want to say this, that this is not a good luck charm. This is a moment where we acknowledge that from God these children came, and you now humbly present your children back to God. But it also is a moment in our tradition where we don't baptize babies, we bless them. And part of this blessing also means that we tell the community of faith that this child is a part of our village. And so I have a question for the Shiloh family. Shiloh family, would you please stand? First, I'll ask the question to you parents. Do you commit to this morning to raising your children in the way that they should go, to raising them as part of a community of faith and a community of believers? Do you? Everybody shaking your head, yes? Okay. I want you families to turn around and face the Shiloh family. Shiloh family, do you commit to being a village for these children, a healthy village, a village that will help these children to help these children and their families to be rooted and grounded in the faith that we ascribe to, the faith that has been passed down to us from generation to generation? Do we commit to being a healthy church, a loving church, a safe place for these children, and a support for these families? Yes, that's good news. Put your hands together, Shiloh. And now I'm going to ask if just the parents and babies would join me. Grandparents and godparents, you can stay on the floor, but parents and babies, you can join me at the altar. Reverend Thorne, come help me. You can line up and face me. Dad, will you name your child?
Myla Ray Swain.
Myla, we anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We anoint your ears that you may hear the voice of God, that even at a young age, you will hasten and that you'll yield to his voice. We anoint your eyes that your innocence will never be interrupted, that you will see yourself the way the Lord sees you. We anoint your mouth that you will speak the oracles of God, and that you will never fear, baby girl, the sound of your own voice, and that you'll never silence it because others are intimidated by it. We anoint your hands that God will give you the ability to create wealth, and that healing would also be in these hands. We anoint your feet that everywhere you go shall be blessed, and that you will follow in the footsteps of Jesus all the days of your life. We pray that learning will come easy, and that everything that you put your hand to will be blessed.
For this child.
Father, will you name your son?
Elijah Carter Hendricks Rolette.
Elijah, we bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We anoint your ears that you would hear the voice of God, and that you will obey him even at an early age. We anoint your eyes that your innocence will never be interrupted. We anoint your mouth that you will speak the oracles of God. We anoint your hands that you'll have the power to gain and create wealth, and that healing would be in your hands. And young man, we anoint your shoulders even, that you'll never fold under the pressure of being a black man in this world, but that God Almighty will give you strength and power. We anoint your feet that you will walk in the footsteps of Jesus all the days of your life.
For this child, I have prayed.
Dad, will you name your daughters?
Megan Cassandra Williams and Michaela Elizabeth Williams.
We anoint your head in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I anoint your ears that you will hear the voice of God and obey him even at an early age. We anoint your mouth that you will speak the oracles of God, and that you will never fear your own voice nor silence it because others are intimidated by it. We anoint your hands that God will give you the power to create wealth, and that healing would be in your hands. And we anoint your feet that you will walk in the footsteps of Jesus all the days of your life. We anoint your head in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I anoint your eyes that your innocence would never be interrupted, in your mouth that you will speak the oracles of God even at an early age, and that you would never be afraid of your own voice nor silence it because others are intimidated by it. I anoint your ears that you will hear the voice of the Lord and obey. I anoint your hands that God will give you the ability to create wealth, and that healing would be in these hands. And I anoint your feet that you will walk in the footsteps of Jesus all the days of your life. Dad, will you name your daughter?
Jakayla Marie Johnson.
Jakayla, I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I anoint your eyes that your innocence would never be interrupted, and your mouth that you will speak the oracles of Jesus all the days of your life, and that you'll never fear the sound of your own voice nor silence it because others are intimidated by it. I anoint your ears that you will hear the voice of the Lord and obey it even at an early age. I anoint your hands that God will give you the power to create wealth, and that healing would be in these hands. And I anoint your feet that you would walk in the footsteps of Jesus all the days of your life.
For this child, I have prayed, and you heard my cry. baby, I had faith, and you gave new life. In this moment now I pray, and I bow to you this day. This baby back to you. I dedicate myself to train and love him like I will do.
Now, God, we pray for these families. We pray for these marriages. We pray for these relationships. God, we pray that you would allow their homes never to lack, and that every resource that they need for the raising of these children, not just financial, but Lord God, even emotional and spiritual strength. God, we pray for these godparents, that they would be support to these families. That, Lord God, even these grandparents and every generation that is represented, we thank you for a godly heritage. And we thank you that each generation gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. God, we release even now blessings upon blessings upon blessings on these families in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Shiloh, let's celebrate these children. Let's celebrate these families. Before you go, we have a gift for you. And each baby who has been dedicated today will receive this bag. In this bag is a certificate of dedication. There is a t-shirt that says Shiloh Kid. There's a Bible and a custom cookie.
Together and give God glory in this place. Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that a beautiful baby dedication? Shiloh, do we love our children? Do we love our families? Do we love our pastors for taking the time to bless our children? Come on, put your hands together. And because of that, she's faithful, God is faithful, and we just want to just sing the song how faithful God is. God is so faithful to us, we're still yet remaining here, and I just goodness and his grace and his mercy. Come on, quiet, help me sing it. Come on. Faithful.
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 Faithful, faithful.
Grandma standing all over the building. Standing all over the building. I'm taking back everything the devil stole from me. But at the same time, I'm reaping the harvest that God promised me. So not only am I getting back the stuff I had that the devil stole, I'm also reaping a harvest of some stuff I have never seen yet. But because God promised it, I know it's good. Because God promised it, I know I'll be happy. Because God promised it, and the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow, I celebrate, I rejoice today, because I recover it all. But not only do I recover it all, while I'm in the process of recovery, I'm getting my time back. While I'm in the process of recovery, He's pouring out more on me than I ever imagined or could think. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you're not only a God who allows us to recover it all, but you are a God who constantly offers a harvest for the seeds that we have sown. And for that today, Lord, we are grateful. We thank you for this worship experience. We thank you for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed. We thank you for the babies that were dedicated and the new life that they represent. We thank you for the person who's seated to our right and to our left in front of us and behind us, and for the congregation that has gathered virtually on this first Sunday in Advent. Now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast shall land, that your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered and excited to run on and do your bidding in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who was, the one who is, the one who always will be, and his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we pray, and let all God's people say amen. Please remain standing for the reading of our scripture. I just have one verse, and that is found in the gospel according to Luke, the first chapter and the 37th verse. And the word of the Lord reads there, "For with God nothing will be impossible." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Several things. There are several things that we celebrate. We celebrate Reverend Bell and his successful completion of his treatment. Stand up, Reverend Bell. You're looking at a miracle. You're looking at what healing looks like. Come on, let's celebrate God for Reverend Bell. We are also celebrating retirement and rest. Come on, Sister Donna, stand up so they can see you. She had a retirement party on Friday. She is retired. We celebrate so many things. I think somebody had a birthday this week. There was a wedding anniversary. All of the things that matter to you matter to us, Shiloh, and we celebrate you. Someone had a sweet 16. Is it Michaela? Is she here today? I got a little note on my computer, but we are glad to have Brother Andrew Poole. Y'all see his mom, Belinda, but Andrew's with us today, and Andrew celebrated his 16th birthday on last Sunday as well. So happy birthday, Andrew. And today is Sister Lois's birthday. She's up in the balcony, but we thank God for you and for your birthday. Listen, for several years, I have come to the realization, Minister Brian, that anything can happen. I mean, it's a true story. If we just watch the news a few times, we are hit almost every week with the reality that anything can happen. And often we should walk around, we do walk around with great expectations. Somebody say great expectations, because we recognize that anything can happen. Sometimes our expectations aren't so great for the same reason. Anything can happen. And just when we believe that lightning could not strike twice, it seems as though the last 3 years has proven to us that lightning can strike 2, 3, 4, and 5 times in the same place. Whether it is protests and riots or police misconduct, death in police custody or acquittals and no charges brought, we sit at the television screen or looking at our devices, just scratching our heads, thinking anything can happen. Then on the whole other side of the spectrum, simultaneous with the pain and trauma of each passing year and week, we also have watched unlikely people achieve in ways that we never imagined. I mean, the Vice President of the United States is a black woman. Who would have ever thought that this could be? Because anything could happen. Last year was an Olympic year. I love Olympic years, Brother Curry Martin, because we hear the stories of athletes from many walks of life. We get an opportunity to hear about their struggles and the things that they had to battle to get to where they are. One of my favorite stories is of Simone Biles, who was a child reared by her beautiful grandparents because her mother struggled with an addiction. Simone was hyper as a child, so they got her involved in sports, but she rose to fame as perhaps the greatest gymnast to ever live, because anything can happen. These are just a few examples of ways that we can be informed that anything can happen on either side of the coin called life. Cowboys fans, you won a game last week, and then I don't know what happened to y'all on Thursday, because anything can happen. But while on one side of the coin, as we remember that anything can happen, we also remember that we serve a God who is ready for anything. A God who can keep us in perfect peace when the storms of life and violence are raging. On the other side, we remember that God has a way of taking ordinary people and putting his extra on our ordinary and lining up the circumstances in such a way that we find our ordinary selves doing extraordinary things. My brothers and my sisters, today my assignment is to remind you on this first Sunday in Advent, as 2021 is doing its days, to remind you that you still have an extraordinary assignment. I know that you've been living through a pandemic for the last 2 years, and that it's taken and interrupted some of your routines, but today I want you to know, Nikki Curry, that you still have an extraordinary assignment. Somebody just tap yourself, don't tap your neighbor, tap yourself and say, self, you have an extraordinary assignment. And listen, anything can happen. Anything can happen for women. Anything can happen for underdogs. Anything can happen for ordinary people. Anything can happen for you and for me. You may have reached this point in the year and you might be tired. You might be overwhelmed and stressed out with a bit of anxiety because of uncertainty, looking for something new. But today I want you to be encouraged, and don't you faint, because you have an extraordinary assignment, and your very real experiences and your very human feelings do not cancel God's desire to use you for the extraordinary. In fact, I believe that in this year, most of what has happened and what did not happen, what we learned and what we had to unlearn, the hard truths, the empowering truths, all of it was a setup for 2022, which is a year in which we will carry out our extraordinary assignments. You might be saying, but Pastor, I don't feel very extraordinary right through here. But may I suggest to you today that it's not about what you feel. You don't have to feel extraordinary to be on an extraordinary assignment. Matter of fact, nobody even has to think that you are extraordinary for you to be on an extraordinary assignment. In fact, the Bible is filled with stories of a God who specializes in flipping the ordinary to the extraordinary. See, how many of you watch HGTV? My HGTV watchers in the house, wave your hand. Christina and Tariq are not the only ones who take the worst house in the best neighborhood and turn it into anyone's dream home. But from the beginning, when the earth was without form,
and it was void and dark. God spoke to what was ordinary and brought forth the impossible. God said, let there be light. And every morning since then, there has been light. And the gospel, according to Luke, the physician, who in the 24 chapters of this gospel presents us with a written account of God's redeeming work through the life of Jesus Christ. When we get to the 80 verse long first chapter, Luke's account gives us a glimpse into the lives of some ordinary people from the hill country in a city called Judah who would be vessels through whom something extraordinary would be done. There is Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. Zacharias is a priest and Elizabeth is the daughter of a priest. Not so bad as far as lineage is concerned, but they have a problem, Leighton. Elizabeth was barren and now they were both well advanced in years. Reverend Thorpe told me that the baby dedication was beautiful. I said, didn't it make you want to have another one? But Elizabeth was barren and this angel appears to Zacharias one day, and when he is performing his priestly duty in the temple, the angel tells him, Zacharias, I'm about to use you to do the extraordinary. He says, you and Bae are going to have a child. Your prayers have finally been heard and she will bear you a son and call his name John. His birth will bring you joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. But Zacharias wants to know, how could this be? I'm an old man and my wife is an old woman, and this extraordinary thing is impossible. But his line of questioning prompts the angel to offer a formal introduction of himself. I love this. The angel says, I am Gabriel and I stand in the presence of God. I was the one, the God was the one who sent me to speak to you and bring you this good news. But since you can't seem to believe that God can and God wants to use you for the extraordinary, since you don't have great expectations, you will be mute until it happens. Can I sign Bar Shiloh today to tell you, don't speak against your assignment. You've got to watch your own mouth. It's bad enough that other folks try to downplay and speak ill of your assignment, but if nobody affirms what God says, you've got to affirm what God said over your life. God, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't think I'm equipped. I'm not sure that I can handle it, but since you sent me this message, I'm open and I trust you and I yield and I elevate my expectations from that which is ordinary to that which is great. And so because Zachariah's mouth was too reckless for the sensitive nature of this assignment, of this miracle, he's mute until the baby comes. Elizabeth conceives and she says, the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among the people. To the natural eye, her age disqualified her for this opportunity. But when God decides to use a person, Elisha, when God decides to use a person, I want y'all to get this. When God decides to use a person, when God decides that a person is going to be part of his master plan, human limitations do not limit God. Somebody shout, God is God. I need y'all to type it in the comments out there. God is God. And the gospel continues and we find ourselves in Galilee at the house of a girl named Mary. You don't mind me telling you the story, right? And I promise I'll sit right down, but don't go to sleep on me. She was engaged to a guy named Joseph, and that same angel was working overtime that day and appears to Mary and tells her, you will conceive and bring forth a son and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And Mary pops the $1 million question, how can this be since I do not know a man? Well, Mary, your assignment is extraordinary. And so there are some factors that will not happen according to what is ordinary. The angel goes on to tell her, elevate your expectation because the power of the Highest will overshadow you, and the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. And just in case you don't believe that the extraordinary is possible and that miracles are in the atmosphere, your cousin Elizabeth
Elizabeth, the one well advanced in years, the one that they called barren, while she's 6 months pregnant. See, for with God, nothing will be impossible. If you let me use my own imagination this morning, Mary probably thought, well, I'll be doggone. If God can do this for Zacharias and Elizabeth with a rather common and ordinary issue that has caused them much pain and ridicule through the years in this culture, understand that it was the duty of a woman to bear her husband a child, especially a male seed, for posterity's sake. And she had to deal with years of other people looking at her, wondering why she was in the condition that she was in. Anybody in here know how people can do? People making assumptions about what was going on in Zacharias and Elizabeth's household. Every day she had to wake up and be faced with the fact that their life was not perfect, that they had some problems, that they had some heartache, that they had some disappointments, yet God hand-selected these ordinary people for an extraordinary assignment. That must have provided some encouragement to Mary when presented with this fact that I have not even done what it takes to get this kind of blessing. Yet God sent you to my house. I'm young and I'm poor. I don't know very much. I'm naive and I am inexperienced and I have some struggles. Yet God sent an angel to address me directly and let me know that I am highly favored and that the Lord was with me and that I'm blessed among women. Good afternoon, Shiloh. I'm so glad that you decided to come out and be in the sanctuary with us today. I'm so glad, Shiloh and friends, that you decided to log on and worship with us today. And I pray that the Lord will bless you real good. But the moral of this whole story today is that Zacharias, Elizabeth, and Mary are not the only ordinary people that God has given an extraordinary assignment. But beloved, it's time for you to go ahead and add your name to that list too. When God woke you up this morning, God knew what you were working with. God knew what you were dealing with. God knew your strengths and God knew your weaknesses, but God still chose you. God still chose you for an extraordinary assignment. And so today is your get free day. Today is your day to embrace the assignment. Today is your day to renounce the negative words that you've spoken over yourself. Today is the day that you shake off what people have said over you and shake off the people who have written your dreams and your assignment off, because the Bible says that with God, nothing is impossible. But wait a minute, you might be sitting there saying, Pastor Brown, what are you talking about? What is my extraordinary assignment? Well, I'm so glad that I get the opportunity to tell you exactly what it is today. That baby that Elizabeth and Zacharias had, his name was John. And that baby was ordinary, but he came to earth with an extraordinary assignment. And because of his assignment, God had to set the stage for his entry into the earth. Understand this, that Zacharias and Elizabeth, he needed to be raised by folks who knew what it meant to be a little different. So for all those years that they underwent ridicule for being the couple without the baby, they had walked the raw road long enough to raise this boy who would be a little quirky, and that although he had a priestly lineage, he wouldn't be your typical priest. He would have a priestly lineage like his mother and his father, but he would function as a prophet like Elijah. His stopping ground would not be the temple, but instead he would hang out in the wilderness. He was so different that he could not even be named after his father, which was the custom, because he was not customary. His name could not be Zacharias, which means God has remembered, but his assignment demanded that his name be John, which means God is gracious. See, Elizabeth and Zacharias' extraordinary assignment was to bring forth this baby named John. John, who was sent from God. Why? Because there was a light shining in the darkness and the darkness did not comprehend it. And so John's extraordinary assignment was to bear witness to the light, that all through him might believe. See, John was not that light. Y'all don't mind me telling you the story and telling you the truth, right? light. John was not that light, but embraced his extraordinary assignment to be a witness to the true light, which gives light to every man and woman and boy and girl. And so on this first Sunday in Advent, I'm glad you stopped by Shiloh to find out that John's extraordinary assignment is your extraordinary assignment too. And we've got great expectations that you will indeed bear witness to that same light, that you will be the voice crying in the wilderness, declaring, prepare ye the way of the Lord in your generation. And you might be saying, Pastor Danielle, I thought my assignment was to establish a new business, to reach higher heights and deeper depths. Although I thought my assignment was to write books and preach sermons, to just raise my children and be a good husband or a good wife to my spouse, to hold up the arms of my pastor. And today I want you to know the answer is yes. You can do all of that too, but only if those things bear witness to the light. My brothers and my sisters, we've got to live light first, extraordinary assignment first, and everything else flows from there. But I want you to be clear. I want y'all to be clear on who this light is. The light who was central to John's extraordinary assignment is the light who is central to ours. Well, the light that John would be bearing witness to, and the light that we should be bearing witness to, is Mary's baby, the day spring from on high. And his name is Jesus. And he gives light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. And he guides our feet in the way of peace. And he is on his way here. Ordinary people, your extraordinary assignment is to be a witness to the world that he is great, that he is the Son of the Highest, and that his kingdom will have no end. Where are my ordinary people at? My people who don't have all their ducks in a row, my people who are sometimes misunderstood, who don't make all the best decisions 100% of the time. Well, my brothers and my sisters, God has given you an extraordinary assignment, and that is to bear witness to the fact that God still specializes in things that seem impossible. And so now is the time for you to raise your expectations. Somebody shout, I got great expectations. And so how do I bear witness? Well, tell your story. You got to cry loud and spare not. You have nothing to be ashamed of, but tell the story of how you once were lost, but now you're found. Tell the story of how he saved your soul. Tell the story of how Jesus gave you a hope and Jesus gave you a future. Tell the story of his redeeming power. Tell the story of how God took your ordinary and flipped it into the extraordinary. Be the voice crying in the wilderness of this sin-sick world that there's room at the altar, that there's room in the heart of God, that there's room in the church for all of God's people. There's room at the altar for the ones you like and the ones that you don't like. Be the voice crying out in the wilderness that you don't have to wait to get your life together to come to God, but come to God. And with every step that you take toward God is a step toward getting your life together. My brothers and my sisters, elevate your expectation from ordinary to great, because you have an extraordinary assignment. Is there anybody in here who believes that God can and God will use you to do the extraordinary? If that's you, throw your hands in the air. Just don't care and say, God, here I am. You have an assignment. And it's extraordinary. You have an assignment. And it is possible. It's time, my brothers and my sisters, to elevate your expectations from that which is ordinary, from that which you've seen already, and make those expectations great, empowered by the truth. For with God, nothing is impossible. Come on, standing all over the sanctuary. Minister B, come and call this altar for us today.
Come on and give God praise again for that word from on high. Come on, while you're yet celebrating what God has done, praise God for the woman of God, the angel of this house. This is the time where we open up the doors of the church. We ask that you would open up your hearts, that you would tell the God who loved us so much, yes, on this day. God loved us. I said God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die so that we may have the right to the tree of life. And so we ask now that you would step out on faith. You would tell God, I know there's an extraordinary assignment in me. And I don't know how I'm going to accomplish it. I don't know how you're going to do it. But today is the day that I ask that you would allow your spirit to push me, guide me, hold me, control me, and mold me so that I can walk things thing out. If you're online and you're watching, we want you to type it in the comments. Say yes. Say, that's me. I want to receive Jesus on today. Is there one in the house today? Those of you who are standing throughout the pews, I want you to be prayerful right now. If you already know the Lord Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior, if this is already your church home, I want you to pray. Because there's somebody here now wrestling. There's somebody watching wrestling. For God has told you on your way here that today ought to be today. You don't have to leave here the same. You don't have to leave here running, ducking, and dodging the call that's on your life. Come on, come on. Is there one? Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. God bless you, Brother Andrew. Come on, there's still another one in the house today. We believe God for miracles. Come on, come on. We believe God for miracles. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Come on, come on. There's another one. Come on, keep praising him, because when praises go up, blessings come down. That's my buddy Micah right there. That's my buddy Micah. God bless you, man. Is there another one in the house today? Come on, we don't want to rush you, but we know that God is speaking. Come on, keep praying, saints. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. We have Minister Alicia Mitchell on our live stream. So if there's one watching and the word of God moved on your heart this morning, we want you to say yes. We want you to inbox us here at the Shiloh Baptist Church, and we promise someone will give back to you and help you figure this thing out. Is there one? Come on and celebrate what God has done. Come on, celebrate what God has done. We can do better than that. God is growing the family and saving souls one by one. And for that, our hearts ought to be glad. We give God an extraordinary praise on this morning. I'm going to ask if our pastor will come back at this time. Amen.
Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together. The family is growing. And just before we do dismiss, I want to let you know that if this walk was intimidating to you, because I sense that the Holy Spirit is still speaking to someone about connecting with this church, these leaders will be here. I'm going to go in the back. Reverend Thorpe, Minister Brian, we'll go over here. We'll give the benediction. We'll be in the lobby. But these ministers will be right here at this pulpit. And if that's you and you're saying, but I want to join the church, but that walk was a little much for me, you can see any one of these and they'll get you where you need to be. But do not leave here today without giving your life to Jesus and without connecting with a church home. You don't have to get everything in together. Just come. God will work out all of those other details as you go. Amen? So our leaders will be here.
May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show
sing it. May your struggles may your troubles show. That you need God. And may your battles end the way they should. Your bad days prove that God is, and may your whole life prove that God is good.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ raise your expectations from ordinary to great. And may he bless all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Shiloh, go in peace. Serve the Lord with gladness. And we remember all week long that God loves you. I love you. Shiloh loves you too. And let all God's people say, amen. Amen.
May your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. May your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole
your whole